Today's shiur is dedicated for Refuah Shleima for Shalom and Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim Daf Yud Ches. We will begin Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph at the fourth line, Masav Raham Nuna. In our previous shiur, we had learned in the Mishnah that the Mishnah identified that the difference between Nedarim and Shuas is when Nedarim Neder Chala Neder, there it can be a possibility for one Neder to be effective, even though it was there already is a nether about that subject. By Shavuos, we learned Ein Shavu Chalal Shavu. And when the Mishnah taught us what is the example of a nether chal al a nether, so the Mishnah said by Naziris. And the Gemara quoted the opinion of Huna that when does the Mishnah say that a Naziris is Chalal Naziris? The case the Mishnah said was when somebody accepted upon himself a term of Naziris, as we've been saying in our Shurim, the term of Naziris is 30 days. And then the next day, he accepted upon himself another term of Naziris. So since in that second term, less is going to go a day longer than the first term, that's why we learned that the Naziris is Chala Naziris, says Rav Huna. But if both terms are supposed to be simultaneous, if both terms are supposed to be at the same time, says Rav Huna, that even by Naziris, the Allah would be a Naziris, Chala Naziris. And the Gemara has asked a series of questions on that opinion. And the Gemara now poses another question. Masa Rav Hamnuna, the Torah says, Ish Aisha Kiyaf Lilinda Neder Nazar Lahazir. So again, we have here this double wording, Nazar Lahazir. Mikan, from here we learn that Naziris Chal al Naziris. The halacha that we've been studying, that one Naziris can be effective on top of another Naziris. V'aloy dinhu, says the Gemara, because we could have made an argument. V'aloy dinhu, we could have made an argument. Umash Shvua Chamura, if Shvua, which is more Chamur, and the Gemara is going to in a moment tell us where we see that the shvu is more, why shvu is more chamra. Umash shvu chamura, we've been learning that halacha is, ain't shvu chala shvu. Naziris, kala, the naziris which is not as stringent as shvuas, as a shvu, the logic should be that like kolshkein, that naziris is not chala naziris. Tamaloymer, that's all we need a pasuk to teach us, nazir lahazir, mikan, that the Torah explicitly teaches us, naziris chala naziris. Drills down the Gemara. Hechi dami. The Brisa just told us that Naziris is Chal Naziris. Wants the Gemara to know exactly what is the case that the Brisa is referring to. Ilema, if we're going to say that the Pasuk is referring to a situation where somebody accepted upon himself saying, Hareni Nozah Hayoim, Hareni Nozah Lamacher, like we explained, Rav Huna talks about that case, where first somebody accepted one term of Naziris starting today. And then he started a second term of Naziris starting tomorrow. And since the two terms are not totally overlapping, that's why that's a case where the Naziris is effective. Ask the Gemara, Hakraboy, do we need a pasuk to tell us that such a Kabbalist Naziris is effective? Of course it's effective. They're two separate terms. One has begun today, and one is beginning tomorrow. So why would I think that it's an issue? I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Elalav, what must the brisa, the pasuk, be telling me? That Omar Hareni Nazar Hayoim, Hareni Nazar Hayoim, and yet, Ktani, Naziris Chal al Naziris. But we've been learning in our Shurim, the Rav Huna says, that in such a case, the Naziris would not be Chal al Naziris. Says the Gemara, Loi. Rav Huna is going to tell us that this price is referring to a situation, Hacha Maiskinen, this price is referring to a situation, Kikoin Shekibel of Shtei Naziris Babas Achas. If somebody said, Harei Elai Shtei Naziris, or somebody said, Hareni Nazar Moichel, somebody says that if I eat a loaf of bread, I will be a Nazar. In such a case, says the Gemara, everybody would agree. In such a case, everybody agree that the two Naziris would be effective. Because only if you accepted one Naziris, and the concept that we've been discussing in our shiurim is why can a person not be a Nazir? Why would Rav Huna say that if somebody said Areni Nazir Hayoim, and then he said Areni Nazir Hayoim, the second Naziris is not effective? So we've quoted in our shiurim many times because it's similar to the concept of Enes Achal Alisser. Once I already have a Naziris, I can't have another Naziris. So the example we always use, once the cup is already completely full, there's no room to put more into that cup. But if somebody says the two Nazirisin at the exact same moment, there's no way to give more credence to one Naziris versus the other Naziris, because they're both coming completely simultaneously. Such a case, Rav Huna will agree that they're both effective. And that's the case the Brice is speaking about. But the case that we're speaking about, of already, we made two distinct declarations. Hareni Nazir Hayoim, Hareni Nazir Hayoim, Rav Huna stands with his position that that would not be effective. So the Brice, which began the shiur today with, indicated that we would have a strong reason to believe that the Naziris is not Chala Naziris. Why? Because if by Shvuah, the Loch is Ein Shvuah Chalal Shvuah, and Shvuah, the Braisa said, is more Chomer, is more stringent, certainly by Naziris, which is less stringent, the Loch ought to be Ein Naziris Chala Naziris. Ask the Gemara to try to understand those words in the Braisa. My churma de shvua meneder. What makes a shvua more stringent than neder? Ilema mishum dechayla filo davishesh shem b'mamish. As we've discussed in previous shiurim, a shvua, somebody makes a shvua, I won't sleep. Even though sleeping is not something tangible, since, as we explained in our shiurim, shvua is an issa gavra, it's something that I accept in myself that I won't do, it will be an effective shvua. A neder is an issachefza, we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. And since we learned at the beginning of the Masechta that neder is an issachefza, a neder could only be valid if it's on something tangible. Something like sleeping is not a tangible activity, and therefore it wouldn't be chal. So that's why the Gemara says, we assume that a shvua is more stringent than a neder. Says the Gemara, but on the other hand, nami chomer. Neder has a stringency. Shechal al mitzvah kirshus. If you make a neder, kainim yeshiva sukkalai, then the halach is you wouldn't be allowed to sit in the sukkah. But, as we learned in previous shurim, if somebody made a shvua that he wouldn't sit in the sukkah on sukkahs, it's a meaningless shvuas. Ella, so what makes the shvua stricter? Says the Gemara, what makes the shvua stricter is mitzvah b'shvua. The Torah, when it speaks about a shvua shav, says kiloi yinaka Hashem eis asher yisa shmoi l'shav. The Torah is so strict in saying that somebody chas v'shalom violates a shvua kiloi yinaka. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forgive such an avera. The Torah says that only by shvua, not by neder. That's what makes shvua stricter. And Tosis points out, the shvua that we're discussing in our shurim is a shvuas bitui, where the person accepts, as we learned, he's accepting upon himself, in our example, he accepts upon himself not to be a nazir. But that's not where the Torah spoke about the shvua shav. The shvua shav is a case where somebody made a totally false shvua. He said something which was meaningless. He said something which is obvious. So how are we using the pasuk of Lo Yanaka, which is a pasuk by Shvua Shav, to speak about Shvua Spitui? So Taisus says, yes, the pasuk of Lo Yanaka, says Taisus, is indeed stated by Shvua Shav, not by Shvua Spitui. But still, says Taisus, it is a pasuk that's stated by Shvuas. So even though it's not stated about the exact case of Shvua that we're speaking about in our shiurim, it's still very much an example of the strictness and the chumrah of shvua. Loi, says the Gemara, the Brice, we can't say, says the Braisa, et loylem hareini nozel hayoyim hareini nozel l'machrim. Rav Huna gives another explanation to the Braisa. Says the Gemara, t'yuftet Rav Huna. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, shvua shloichel, shvua shloichel. If somebody made a shvua shloichel, shvua achel, the loch is v'achel, and then he violates the shvua, the loch is ein chayev el achas. Amar Rava, b'kamentz Rava, im nishal ahal rishoyna, if the person was matan neder on the first shvua, then shni chal alav. Then the second shvua is chal. In other words, that what happens here is that it's not that the second shvua is totally meaningless, explains the Gemara. But it's there. It can't be effective because I already made the first shvua. But as soon as the first shvua is gone, because the person nullified the shvua, then the halacha is that the second shvua immediately takes effect. Similar to the svara that we say, Bein Enes Achal El Isser. We, in Masechta Yevamah, spoke extensively about a woman who is a Chois Isha, and then she becomes an Eishes Ach. And the question is, if the Isser Eishes Ach can be effective, because she's already an Eishes Ach. But we explained, the Gemara explained, in Masechta Yevamah, Staf Lamed Beis, that if the Isser Achois Isha will disappear, her husband, will fall away because his wife died, then the Isser Eishes Ach will immediately kick in. Similarly here, when somebody makes a shvua, the second shvua is not that it's totally meaningless. What it means is that the second shvua can't be effective. And as soon as we give it the opportunity to be effective, because the first shvua is no longer there, the second shvua kicks in. Says the Gemara, why makes you say that? Says the Gemara, Minda loik tani ein al achas. The Mishnah didn't say that there's only one shvua. The tani, rather the Mishnah says, ein achayev al achas. Why did the Mishnah just say ein al achas? That if somebody made two shvuas on the same shvua twice, there's only one shvua. That's not the Mishnah's wording. The Mishnah's wording was en chayv al achas. What's the Mishnah coming to tell us? Because revucha hu delesla, there is no ability for the second shvua to become effective, because the first shvua is preventing it from being effective. However, kimitshala chaverta, if some reason the first shvua falls away, that immediately the second one will be chayil. And Tosfos makes a very interesting point. Not every time in our Masechta, when the Mishnah uses the word ein chayiv ela achas, can that be a proof to a halacha that we want to learn. But says Tosfos, it's enough of a point that we can make that if in this case it was mentioned, we should use it as a raya. In other words, what I think Tosfos means to say is that this is not a raya that is the strongest raya in the world. It's a nice diuk. But it's not something that there's no question on. Lishnachrina, the Gemara gives a different version. Chiyuvu deleka. The second shvua, one can't be chayiv a carbon. Hashvua ikka. But there is a shvua. The second shvua is there. We can't punish a person because ain't shvua chal al shvua. But that doesn't mean that it's totally meaningless. Ulamai hechasa, says the Gemara, what's Rava's point? Look, what's the point here? Look at the Rava. Dama Rava nishal al shayna. As we learned, if the first shvua is no longer here because they were matan neder, also lashniyat tachtav. What is the difference, explains the Machna Frayim, between these two versions? According to the first version, as long as he was a matter neder on the first shvua, the second shvua is not there at all. According to the second version, even before you were matter neder, the second shvua was there. You can't get a punishment for violating it, but it's there. What's the nafkamina? Continues the Machna Ephraim explaining. Can you be matan neder the second shvuah before you matan neder the first shvuah? If you hold like the first version, according to the first version, the second shvuah was never effective. It's suspended and waiting for the first shvuah to go away. But as long as the first shvuah doesn't go away, it doesn't really have any meaning. And since it doesn't have any meaning, so that's why you can't be matter a shvuah that doesn't have any meaning. But according to the second version, the shvuah is already there. The only thing is, it's a shvuah for which you can't get punished. But the shvuah is already there. Since the shvuah is already there, a shvuah that already exists, you certainly could be, you could be matter neder because the shvuah is already there. We've been discussing the case of shvuah agabe shvuah. So the Ritva makes a very interesting point. He says that even though we've been learning, and we've actually learned two different versions of this in our current shiur, how to look at the second shvuah, but the Ritva points out, no matter what version we're going to take in the discussion we just had, the second shvuah, says the Ritva, is considered a shvuah shav, because it doesn't take effect, whether we take it to the degree of the first version or the degree of the second version, it reality is a shvuah that should not have been uttered. Says the Ritva, a shvuah that should not have been said is considered a shvuah shav, and you get malchus for making shvuah shav. The Nemuka Yosef disagrees with Ritva. He says, doesn't make a difference. It's not considered a shvuah shav. Why? Says the Nemuka Yosef, because of what we just learned. Because no matter what version, whatever Lashon we just learned, both Lashonis agree that the second Shvuah can potentially be a Shvuah. How could the second Shvuah potentially be a Shvuah if you're matan neder the first Shvuah? Says the Nemuka Yosef, the definition of a Shvuah Shav, the definition of a Shvuah Shav is only a Shvuah that is totally meaningless. This Shvuah, the second Shvuah, the Gemara we just learned, gave us a situation where it would have meaning. Since we now have a situation where it would have meaning, that's not called a shvuah shav. The Rashba gives another reason why the second shvuah should not be considered a shvuah shav. He says, we learned earlier in our Masechta, on Daf Chesam and Aleph, that although a shvuah l'kayim l'samitzvah doesn't take effect, because we're already mechuyev to do the mitzvah. Still, the Gemara did not consider it a shvuah shav, because as the Gemara said, it has some value because it helps us strengthen our performance of the mitzvahs. Says the Reshba the same here. Even though the second shvuah is really not valid, but it could be considered in the same category of a shvuah l'kayim as a mitzvah. By having made the same shvuah twice, it strengthens my resolve to do what I made the shvuah. And that's enough, says the Rashba, that it should not be considered a shvuah. Says the Gemara, Lema Mesaile, we could bring a proof to what Rava has just taught us from the following braisa. The braisa says, Misha Nadashtein Naziris. Somebody said, if somebody accepted upon himself two Naziris, but he accepted upon himself in a way that the second Naziris will not be effective. And as the Rishonim explained, the easiest way to explain this braisa is to say that this braisa is following the opinion of Rav Huna, that we began saying, according to Rav Huna, at the beginning of our shiur today, where somebody who says, Hareni Nazar Hayoim, Hareni Nazar Hayoim, taught us, Rav Huna, that the second Naziris is not effective. Says the so that's how that will be the example of this braisa. Misha Nazar Shtei Naziris, Manas Rishoina, and he completed the entire first Naziris. And not only did he finish it for Hifrish Karban, as we know, and we were discussing this again and again, when one completes a Naziris, he has to bring a series of Kabanas. And at that point, for Nishalah, he was Matan Neder the first Naziris, also like Shnei Rishoina. The second Naziris kicks in. So what do we see? That you tune the Naziris, The second Nazirus is suspended, but it's waiting for it to be Chal. Says the Gemara, it's, even though it seems to be a great raya to Rava's point, it isn't compelling. Because that could be talking about a case, as we spoke earlier in our shiur today, everybody agreed earlier in our shiur that if somebody said, Harei Olai Shtei Naziris, the halach is that he has to keep two Naziris. In such a case, there is no machlokes, even Rav Huna agreed. So that would be the case that the Bryce is referring to. He said, Harei Olai Shtei Naziris, and then he did one, and then he was matan neder the one. Then he was matan neder the one that he did. So that one falls away. The obligation to keep it falls away. And once that falls away, then the second one could have accomplished the second obligation with that observance of Naziris. So even though the raya has been refuted, the halacha could still very much be like Rav has been saying, that if you matan neder the first, the second one will immediately take effect, and maybe it could even be considered having been observed. But the Paiskin pointed out that we've been discussing that if somebody made two Naziris, just use this example, and he was matan neder the first one, afterwards, then the second one is immediately effective. Say the Paiskim, that's, as we know, the number of examples how a neder could be nullified. We've been speaking about matan neder, but we know a neder could also be nullified by a husband or a father being made for the neder. So they explain that this halacha is only regarding hataras nadarim, this point that Rava makes, not regarding if a father or a husband were made for. Then the halacha would be very different. And the Panim Yofis says, that's pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Visha kisida neder l'Hashem, v'osro iser bebeis aviyo. Says the Panim Yofis, the osro iser, the double lashon of osro iser, is referring to a situation of a shvua al gabe shvua. Then 10, the Pasuk says, v'im heini aviyo oiser b'yom shamay. If the father is made for the neder the day he hears it, because we know that a father could only be made for the neder the day that he actually hears the neder. And says the Pasuk, kol nederev asra asher asra nefsha lo yokum. Why does the Pasuk add the word kol? Because if it was done in a fashion of a forest nadarim, it's not that only the neder you were matir falls away and the other neder takes effect and you have to fulfill it. But if you did it through a forest nadarim, kol, both the first and the second neder will be considered mufar, and there's no obligation at all. Says the Mishnah Stam Nedarim. Somebody, as Tosfos explains, says a neder. And one of the most important principles we've studied in this Masecht already is the way you articulate your neder is going to make a difference if the neder is a valid neder or not. So, of course, the way to make a proper neder is when you're intention is very clear. But let's say somebody made a neder in a way that's not clear what he meant to say. The halach is lahachmer. We assume that the more stringent interpretation that will make the neder valid neder. Or pirusham, but if somebody comes, as we will learn in the coming Mishnayis, after he said the neder and says, this is what I meant, even though that's not what we would say is the definition, but if he explicitly says, that's what I meant, and as we're going to Mitzvah Shem learn, even if what he says is far-fetched, the halacha is that we accept what he says. So Tosfos explains that what does this mean? That we're machmer. So there's two ways of learning it. Some learn it because it's a suffix deraisa lahachmer. A neder is a deraisa, and we always machmer because it's a suffix deraisa lahachmer. Others say that this has nothing to do with Safik. This is a halacha that the Torah, when it teaches us Hilchos Nedarim, when somebody teaches us the Torah, when it teaches us Hilchos Nedarim, part of Hilchos Nedarim are Stam Nedarim Lahachmer. And it's not that we're doing this because we have a Safik. It's not because it's a Safik, it's because the halacha dictates that Stam Nedarim, we have to be Machmer. Ketzad. And the Mishnah explains what it means. Somebody said, Harei like Bosom Aliyach. He says, this piece of meat should be like Bosom Aliyach. Or he said, Kiyai Nesach. Or he said that this wine should be like Yai Nesach, or this object should be like, this food should be like Yai Nesach. Im Bishel Shmaim Nader, if when he said Bosom Aliyach, he meant the boss of Kabonis. When he said Yai Nesach, because all Kabonis, we know the Torah says, has to be salted. As the Pasuk says, Akol Kaboncho Takriv Melech. Or, but if he meant Avoy the Zoro, David Avoy the Zoro, we learned earlier in Amasechta many times, that Atfasa is very much a proper method of making an eder. But we learned there's a difference between Matfis Bedover HaNodor and being Matfis Bedover HaOsor. Kabonis are Dover HaNodor. Avoy the Zoro is a Dover HaOsor. So now I don't know, when he said Basim Aliyach, what did he mean? Did he mean Avoy the Zoro? Or did he mean Kabonis? When he said wine, did he mean wine that's brought on the Mizbeach, which is a Dover HaNodor? Or did he mean Avoy the Zoro, wine that's put Avoy the Zoro, which is a Dover also? If Bishal Avoy Kachav Nodor, it's Mutter. Says the Mishnah, we don't know how to interpret what he said, so we kick the din that we began the Mishnah with, kicks in, and we say Stam Osir. Harela Kacherim. If somebody said that this should be like Cherim. Now there are two types of Cherim. There's Cherim, Cherim Gvoya, where somebody's going to donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Bede Kabayis, and there's Cherim Kahanim. Cherim Bede Kabayis is a Dover HaNodor. I'm donating that object to the Bede Kabayis. Cherim Kahanim are not considered Dover HaNodor. The reason most Rishonim explain is because after you give it to the Kohen, it's considered like the property of the Kohen. There's no Kedush in it. And therefore, it's not considered a Dover HaNodor. So, therefore, says the Gemara, somebody says a Rei like a Cherim. And again, we need to know, what did he mean? Did he mean Cherim Shemayim, Cherim Bede Kabayis? Then it'll be a good Neder, and it'll be Osir. Did he mean Cherim Im Kacherim Shel Kachanim? Then it's not a Neder, and it would be Mutter. Says the Mishnah, Stam, we don't know how to interpret what he said, and we say it's Osir. So Rishonim ask a fantastic question. We had a very serious sugya back on Daf Yud Aleph. If somebody was matfis for Basa Shlomim La'achaz Rika, what does he mean? The Basa Shlomim, which is a carbon, or does it mean as it is now, Rami Bachama's question, and now it's regular meat that may be consumed. So here we say, when you say Chermi Kahanim, you mean after it reaches the Kohen. Isn't that a proof that when we have something, we look at it at the later point, not in the earlier point? So explain the Rishonim, the example, the question that Tosfos makes this point. It's not a great comparison. Shlomim is Shlomim. There's two different stages, before Zrikastam and after Zrikastam. Cherim Shel Kahanim, my intention always was that it should belong to the Kahanim. Since my intention always was that it should belong to the Kahanim, so we look at it at that point. Somebody said, Harei Lei Kamaisa. He said that this object should be like Maisa. So when we say the word Maisa, it also could have one of two definitions. It could be Maisa Behema. We know that the Aloha is that every year we have to take out Maisa Behemoth. We take all the animals and have them pass through a narrow door. And the 10th animal, we put some red paint on it, and we call it a Siri Kodesh. So that's something that we made Kodesh without being Menadrit. Or Goyrim, the Maisa of produce, which, as we've discussed in previous Shurim, is not considered a Dover HaNodor. And Rishonim give a number of explanations. Rav Shimon Shkop says that even if you wouldn't go through the procedure of putting the red ink on the 10th animal, the 10th animal would be Kodesh. But still, it requires that procedure. If you didn't do all of the details of the procedure, they're not all essential. But the procedure to make it into Maisa Behema is required. That's why it's considered Dover Anodor. However, when we speak about Maiser, if anything, as we've discussed in previous Shurim, when we start with produce, the produce is Osir, it's Tevel. When we take off the Truma, when we take off the Maiser, all that happens is that for us Yisraelim, that Maiser remains Osir. The only thing that now happens is for Kohanim, they're allowed to have what they're allowed to have, for Levium, they're allowed to have what they're allowed to have. But it's not that the hafrosha makes a mutter. The hafrosha is only to take away the isser from some people, and for us, for the rest of us, it remains usser. And therefore, that's not called a dover hanoder. It's called a dover usser. So we don't know what he meant when he said meiser. What was his intention when he said meiser? Says the Mishnah, stam. If we don't know what he meant, we'll say he meant Maisa Behema, which we just learned is considered a Dover Hanoder. And one of the rayas, the Michas Chinuch says that it's considered a Dover Hanoder, is the halacha is that let's say an animal was a tenth animal. And now I want to redo the entire procedure. If it's a Dover HaOsser, I wouldn't be able to redo the procedure. If it's a Dover HaNoder, I can redo the procedure. And actually, the halacha says, the Michas Chinuch is, that you can redo the procedure. Similar. Harei like a Truma. Somebody said that this should be like Truma. And again, we don't know what did he mean. Im Ketrumas Nishka, Lishka Nodar, as we discussed in our Shurim, every year Rosh Chodesh Nissen, everybody had to give, by Rosh Chodesh Nissen, everybody had to give a machs, a shekel, which were all put into a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash. And three times a year, they would take out from those machzis shekel, from that chamber, that they would take those coins to use to buy Kabbanis Tzibur. So here too, that's a real Dover HaNoder. So when somebody said Truma, what did he mean? Did he mean Truma Salishka, which would be a Dover HaNoder, and it would be also would be a nether? Did he mean Trumas Gairin? And as we just finished explaining by Meiser, so too would be the halacha by Truma, that's not considered a Dover HaNoder, it's considered a Dover Osir. Im Stam, if he said Stam and we don't know what he meant, Osir. Says the Mishnah Divrei Meir, everything we just learned represents the opinion of Rameya. However, continues the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda Mestam Truma be Yehuda, in Yehuda, where they were close to the Beis HaMikdash. So when somebody uses the word Truma, he certainly means the Truma Salishka. So it's Asura, because we just learned that Truma in Truma Salishka is a Dover HaNoder. However, in Begolo, which was not near the Beis HaMikdash, so if somebody uses the word Truma, he doesn't mean the Truma Salishka. Says Rabbi Yehuda Muteris, She'ein Anshi Golo Makiras Truma Salishka. Since they live so far from Yerushalayim, when they use the word Truma, we know he means, he certainly doesn't mean Truma Salishka. And the Rambam says a very big chiddush. Even if he'll say, which we have to see how to understand, that even if he'll say that I meant Truma Salishka, nobody uses the word Truma in Gaul to mean Truma Salishka, says the Rambam according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it would not mean Truma Salishka. Stam Charomim, Yehuda, in Yehuda, most people, when they speak about Kherim, Mutarim, since they, again, live near Yerushalayim, with many Kohanim, so when somebody speaks about Kherim, he certainly means Kherim Kohanim, which we said earlier in the Shir, is not considered a Dover HaNoder. The Gaul, which wasn't near the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore not near where Kohanim lived, as Surim. She'ein Anshe Golo, says Rabbi Yehuda, Makirim Eschar Mekahanim, that they don't understand what that means. And here too we have a Machlokes Rishonim. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean? Does it mean that we never accept a definition when the word Cherim was used in Golo, that means Cherim Kohanim? Or does it mean that we don't know what he meant? And Gaul will say he certainly meant Cherme Gvoya. But if he'll tell us he meant Cherme Bedek Abayis, if he says so explicitly, which is very connected to what we're going to learn, that's going to be a case where halacha will be that we accept, as we said at the beginning of the Shir, at the beginning of this Mishnah, Perushim Lahakal. Ask the Gemara, so we see in our Mishnah that stam nedarim lahachmer. And as we've also learned, naziris is a form of a neder. But ask the Gemara, the Mishnah teaches us that sofik naziris, if we have a sofik by naziris, we're makel. The case there was, if somebody says, I'm accepting upon myself to be a nazir, if in this basket there's 100 kor of produce, and then that basket was stolen or lost, and now we have no way of knowing, was there or weren't there 100 kor? The halacha is that we are makel. Another example that the Mishnah there talks about. In Shas, we often speak about a koi. A koi is an animal that we're not quite sure, is it a behemoth or a chaya? And if somebody said, Hareini nozrim ze chaya, I'm going to be a nozrim if the animal approaching is a chaya. And the animal that approaches is a koi, so again, we don't know. We have to, he's not going to be a nozer. I and Amish, we're learning, Stam Nadarm Lahachmer. Answers the Gemara, Om Reb Zeir Loi Kasha. Ha, Reb Elezer, the Mishnah that says Stam Naziris Lachkos Reb Elezer. Ha, Amish that says Stam Nadarm Lahachmer represents the opinion of Rabbanan. And where do we see, says the Gemara, that Reb Elezer takes this lenient approach? The Tanya, going back to what we just discussed. Somebody is magdish, all of his chayis, and all of his behemoths. So says the Tanakama, the koi, even though he doesn't know where it fits, is also in that kegdish. Rabbi Lezer, I'm a law higdish to koi. Because, says Rabbi Lezer, we don't know if a koi is a chayi behemoth. And we don't know, therefore, where it belongs. Maybe it's a chaya. And maybe it's a behemoth. So in order for Hegdish to be effective, says Reb Elezer, something that we know with certainty was included in what he said. If it's not clear that it's included in what he said, Reb Elezer says that it's not effective. So there's an interesting machlokes rishonim. Let's say somebody says that I'm being magdish all my chayas and all my behemoths. So koi is certainly a chaya or a behemoth. We just don't know which one. So the Ran says, then the koi will be hegdish even according to Reb Elezer. Because no matter how you turn, the koi is either a chaya behemoth. And this person was magdish all of his chayas and all of his behemoths. So the Ran explains the Gemara is referring to a situation where the person said, I'm only being magdish all my behemoths. Or the person who said, I'm only being magdish, all of my chayas. And since we don't know where the koi belongs, that's why the koi is not hegdish. They are, however, the Rishonim that disagree. And they say that even if the person said, I'm being magdish, all my behemoths, all my chayas, so no matter how we look at it, the koi is somewhere there. But in his hegdish, Reb Elezer is saying in order to be magdish something, you have to be magdish it with a clarity. And this is not, we're lacking that clarity. And since it's lacking that clarity, that's why we have to be, that's why we're makel. Says the Gemara, man da omar, the Rabbanan's opinion, explains the Gemara de Machloikus, memana ma'il sofik. A person, even if he's not clear, means what he said. And therefore, gufinam mamayil, just like a person is magdish's mammon, even if it's a question, the koi, he includes it. So too, if he's saying that I should be a nazir, even though it's not clear what he meant, the halacha is that he'll be a nazir. Manda mamam manilaya sveka. Reb Elezer says that the koi will not be hegdish because the koi can't be hegdish. The hegdish cannot be effective unless you're absolutely clear. And here you're not being absolutely clear. The same thing, gufay koshke de la mayel sveka, a person won't be accept upon himself a naziris. A person won't accept upon himself a naziris unless he's clear that he has to be a nazir. And since he's not clear that he has to be a nazir, then he's not going to be a nazir. So our Mishnah that says Stam Naziris Lahachmer represents the opinion of the Rabbanan. The Mishnah Masechta Taharis that takes on the opinion that stam the dorm, stam the zirus lahakel, is obviously representing the opinion of Rebbe Elazar.